In response to a recent letter to the editor about bike lanes in the city, we asked folks to share their thoughts on the issue. And share you did. Here's a sampling of some of the responses so far, with updates as new thoughts come our way. On 6th Street at Hamilton, the bike meridian makes the car lane feel narrow. Larger trucks may have problems staying within the lane. Overall, the gray cement meridians are small and hard to see as they blend with the road. In the winter, it won't take much snow at all. We won't be able to see those low cement dividers. For sure our cars are going to be affected, when we accidentally slide into them or run over them. Martha Shu asterisk I see very few cyclists using the bike lanes that we do have. I think the cyclists should pay a fee for using the bike lanes, and when they raise enough money to construct the next one, then build that one, and keep it up until they have paid for all the ones they want. There is no reason that non-cyclists should be paying for bike lanes. Dorothy J. Kummer as a lifelong cyclist, I applaud New Westminster for adding separated bike lanes, both for cyclist safety and to encourage cycling for all the other reasons Patrick Parks mentions. To the person who felt that New West's new bike lanes aren't much used, give it time. If you look at busy streets in Vancouver with separated bike lanes, e.g., Hornby, Dunsmuir, as well as traffic calm streets on designated bike routes, that have been there for some time, there is a constant stream of cyclists, because they know these provide a safer route. I'm sure the same will increasingly be the case along 6th in New West. Maxine Kaufman Lacusta asterisk small businesses are the lifeblood of our city. These businesses need easy street parking to thrive and survive. It is unacceptable to take away street parking to create bike lanes. Perhaps the bike lanes can be on a parallel street? Kurt Gill asterisk these bike lanes were a terrible idea. Especially since one block over is supposed to be a bike path. You know how many hills there are in New West? Not a ton of bike riders from what I see. I have rarely seen kids riding to school. I could have thought of hundreds of ideas to use the $36 million. At $500 a pop, you could have bought everyone in New West a bike. Go give everyone a $500 rebate. Rebuild the outdoor box lacrosse rinks, build more community gardens. There are so many things that money could have been used for. Bike lanes? I'm glad I didn't vote for any of the councillors for re-election. Carl Danroth asterisk I do not like the bike lanes that are being put in along 6th Street. Why use an arterial route and block good traffic flow along a main road? Why not use 5th Avenue, which has less traffic and less chance of bike, vehicle accidents? This is going to block traffic and result in cars going through a residential area to reroute and try to get through as effectively as possible. I totally agree that this will not benefit businesses in the area at all. M. Bonner asterisk a lot of taxpayer money has gone into these bike lanes without consultation. They are not well used. Not only do these changes impact drivers but people using buses and taxis. Seniors or those with disabilities can no longer get easy access to various businesses. I hope our new mayor and council will consider all residents when making decisions and spending our money. Glory UN asterisk I live on a bike lane and the other day four bikes passed. I thought it was a convention. I haven't seen a bike in weeks. As for 6th Street, what a joke that is. Did anyone think to check how many bikes were actually at the high school? Canada Games pool, same. Looks like it was council's parting gift and wasting our tax dollar. That is something they were very good at. Certainly hope the new council and mayor is going to let up on bike lanes in a hilly city and somewhat older citizens. Angela Bellwood asterisk not impressed with the bike lane project at all. On my many outings at various time of day, I notice rare usage of these lanes. I also notice slower, more congested traffic and less parking in front of already struggling businesses. I get the rationale, but this is a small, already overly tax-burdened little city, with many problems that need to be solved that money could have been better spent on. And I am outraged by the consultation process, or rather, by the lack thereof. Sherry Giroux asterisk these bike lanes are a poorly planned and a waste of money. $36 million for bike lanes that are rarely used. Oh but wait, two extra lanes for a swimming pool not given any consideration. The bike routes on the side streets were way better, safer and likely used more. I have been to Bubble World on Agnes Street many times, and I have not seen one cyclist using that corridor. Likely because it goes nowhere. When council has a pet project, it gets done whether residents want it or not. Nothing changes. New West is just a place to live but leave every day for better amenities. Paul McNamara asterisk if you take a taxi to that Columbia vacuum at 769 6th Street, to take your vacuum to repair, where is the taxi going to drop you off and pick you up with your vacuum? They also took the bus stop out just before Wendy's restaurant due to the new bike lanes. Does the city of New Westminster not think about how long the next bus stop is? Across from Wendy's, there are a lot of apartment blocks, all along, plus lots of seniors in New Westminster who go on the buses and would get off at the bus stop by the Wendy's restaurant. Who ever thought of taking out the bus stops due to putting in new bike lanes? It's terrible. I hope they look into putting the bus stops back in New Westminster and plus put bus benches in New Westminster, as where do you sit down while you wait for the bus? Who's going to stand for waiting for a bus for so long? Plus there are so many seniors in New Westminster, too. I hope they look into this problem about the bus stops that they have been removed due to that they put in new bike lanes and look into putting bus benches in New Westminster. Joyce White asterisk I do not support the bike lanes or outcroppings. The bike lanes will be used by less than 1/1000th of 1% of the city population. And I have been told that only 17 bikes are using the 178 bike stands at the high school. Unconscionable that city council is allowed to pass a bill for $36 million to allocate to their bike lanes project. That is tyranny, not democracy. It should have been voted on by the public. This town belongs to us, not a handful of councillors. I can't believe this town anymore. It is a far, far, far cry from the lovely city that I grew up in and still reside in. It seems the people, citizens have no say in what happens, and that is a travesty indeed. Candace James asterisk first used the bike lane on 6th. Works great until the bike lane stops and you get to the parked cars and have to swerve into traffic. And then there is the bike lane on 7th Avenue. Completely unusable. Carrie Barber asterisk I am really upset because they didn't ask the people. They just did it, and I don't see anybody using bikes, especially with our weather. Very frustrated. If they want to use the money, do it planting more trees, more green areas. Disappointed. Sonia Florian asterisk I will never understand why bike lanes are always on main heavily traffic streets. Why not run them down a parallel road? Bikers are usually traveling through rather than coming along to shop. Just doesn't make sense to me. Doreen McQueen asterisk just another silly, expensive, not well-planned move by New West planners. Between those bike lanes on 6th Street, which also delays traffic turning right onto 8th Avenue, buses stopping traffic while loading unloading and curb extenders slowing traffic unnecessarily. What happened to all the city planners who complained so much about traffic flow and pollution over the years? Ted Hutton asterisk this is a problem with drivers because of the so many disrespectful bikers not staying in designated lanes, running red lights, stop signs. Bike riders should follow rules of the road, lots do not. Also look ahead before you approach a corner with car in front of you, not pull up alongside immediately. Common sense dictates. Gary Prokovich asterisk in my opinion, these bike lanes are a complete waste of money. I have never seen anyone use them. Between the bike lanes and the expanded corners, it has made getting around the city take much longer and is very frustrating. We have already lost many small businesses and restaurants as the only buildings going up are condo towers and now you have taken away parking in front of businesses on 6th Street. It used to be a lovely place to live, K. Salino Megaphone sound off. Agree? Disagree? Send us a letter.